Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Waking up late with Dougie.
Almeida. I'm joined in studios by Mr. Peter Leonard.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Good evening.
And Elgin David.
Hey, what's up?
And it's Tuesday, the day after the eclipse. How are your guys' eyes?
Blind as a bat today.
Yeah, I looked at it.
I didn't wear glasses until yesterday.
I looked at it in my phone. Like, I had the phone out, and I'm pointing up at the sun, and I kind of looked at it a little bit and saw that. And
so you reflected it into
right into my fucking eye. So I had, like, that dot in my eye for, like, until this morning. Thank God I woke up, and I didn't see the partially eclipsed sun in my eye.
Well, 10 years from now, and you can't see when you look like your dog.
They had a picture of President Trump looking up.
An idiot, huh?
Yeah, he was. Why?
Everybody. I mean, let's face it. By the way, they actually said you can look at it for like a split second or so.
Yeah,
but it's if you're
stupid.
Yeah, if you look at it a little longer, you're going to have permanent damage.
But who would want even first? Who wants that image for a split second? Just say you saw it. You know, for you know what a split second is? It's a blink.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
People, I put my ass for a second.
People do stupid things.
You're not kidding,
right?
Man.
Yeah, I mean, can you remember when you were a kid, you did something that you probably shouldn't have done?
Yeah.
Like, I remember riding, you know, your motocross bicycles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
like little Elsinores, Honda Elsinores?
Not motor, pedals.
Oh, pedals.
Bicycle, motocross.
Oh, okay. Right?
But
dangerous type.
Yeah, so over there right off Rock Island Road, there's like a little dirt area, and some guy built this fucking monstrous ramp.
Oh, boy.
Right? And it was like, I was looking at it, I'm like,
uh-oh.
All right,
uh-oh.
First of all, you're going to get a lot of speed, you're going to hit, and it's like, you know, one of those, like a plywood, you know. And later on, as kids got older, they came up with those little ramps that were just like little scoops.
Right,
and you can
go,
you're on your speed, you can go flying, right?
Yeah.
But we were like, no, we just got to build it really big.
Wow.
And then you get like all those cinder blocks.
Yep.
So there's wood and everything?
Yeah. No, there's fucking styrofoam.
No, so I'm thinking, no, you see.
Yeah, you get a plank.
You
get like, that you get like, you get a tube, like a 4x4, you know, or we would get the 2x4s and link them up on against the cinder blocks, and then you get plywood and lay it on top.
Nothing's attached.
Yeah, it's not like, who's got time to nail anything?
Yeah, we used to just lay it on top of a tire or something.
So finish the story, Splinter Dick.
So, we concentrated so much on the ramp, and the runway to get to the ramp that we kind of forgot about. Well, where the hell are we going to land?
Oh yeah.
So
mattresses to the mattresses, fellas.
No, but we ended up. You know, it's like it was dirt, but it wasn't like level dirt. It was like sand spurs and shit,
rocks.
Yeah. Oh no,
gravel
bricks.
So we. You know, I'm the fucking first idiot.
Uh-oh.
Let's try it. I get full speed.
In shorts, right?
No, the worst part, and the worst part is, no, I was wearing my Sunday's best.
No, but jeans. I mean, if you're in jeans, at least if you're sliding off, you're not going to rip your, you know, tear your legs up and shit.
So then I hit this ramp at full speed on somebody else's bike, by the way, not mine.
Perfect. See, that was the only smart thing you did.
No, there wasn't.
Why?
Because I had my own bike, and I, you know, like anything, you know how it works, you know how when you can pull on it, you know, your balance on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hit this fucking ramp. I'm like 14 feet in the fucking air on a bike that's built for somebody much bigger. Like it was like, and I can't pull up in a sense because
shit.
And I'm now all of a sudden I'm like
head over.
I'm like going straight, front wheels down.
Oh shit!
Mm.
And I land. I face like I plant into the dirt, and I even lost like part of my hair up here. And fucking demolished, and then the guy's guy's bike who I borrowed is like, you fucked up my bike. Fuck up your bike, dude. I got dirt embedded in my face,
right?
And sand spurs up my nose.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Yeah, kids do wild things like that. I remember running across roofs as a kid in New York, like an idiot jumping from roof to roof to do shit, or
You feel you're fearless.
I would never do that shit. Right. Now. I swear you'd be
We used to ride rollerblades and hold on to the back of cars.
Oh yeah.
And skitch around.
What about buses?
And buses, yeah, on rollerblades.
I was on fucking 10-speed bikes holding up to the side of a bus. I was late for school. You know, going down Broadway.
Right.
Yeah, how fucking sick is that? Stupid is that?
It's fun, though.
Yeah.
You don't think you can die, that's why.
Right, exactly. A bus can roll over you. You'd be fine, though.
Yeah. But, you know, don't look at, hopefully you didn't look at the eclipse.
No.
And, I thought, I was hoping I'd get some superpowers from it.
I was pretty happy.
Didn't happen.
I was pretty happy with, you know, seeing it on video that some people took, like the NASA video.
Oh, the NASA stuff, awesome.
Right? Why bother? This is why I don't go to like the Grand Canyon. Because look at it.
You can look at the Grand Canyon. It's not like you're going to hurt your eyes if you look at it.
But there's really nice video and film of it.
Yeah, but in person I've yet to be there. My wife,
I'm that Chevy Chase guy on vacation where you pull up to the thing, you look and you go. You nod your head and go, okay, let's go.
That's it.
Yeah, five, right? Remember that scene? Yeah.
My wife went to this park up in Jacksonville, like a natural nature park with her family.
Oh, yeah.
And they went kayaking or canoeing through it, and the water looks beautiful. It's cool,
freezing cold.
Yeah. And it looks beautiful. But after a while, you're like, okay, there's a turtle.
Right.
It's water.
Is that a deer?
Oh, no,
it's a bush.
Yeah. It's a bush that's moving in the wind.
Right. That was last weekend, her reunion. Did you go?
No, that was just, I just said my wife went with her sister and her brother and her cousin. No, it was just their little trip for those guys for a couple of days.
That's fun, man.
You know what I mean? And it was weird because I was Friday night.
The hookers came over, right?
Yeah, I got them all lined up. You know you got to call a bunch of them because sometimes they don't show up.
This is the only guy who doesn't get an Asian hooker, you know, right?
Yeah,
please send me a grand bike.
It's just so, you know, it's nice to just watch you just fall down the fucking hill on your own.
But
it is always nice.
It is, you know,
to watch you.
Thank you.
It just goes off.
But listen,
all right, calm down now. Just to see what you guys.
Wayne Gretzky said you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Okay, pal.
Yeah, well, you're missing 100% of the shots you take.
Okay. Then you don't need me here on Tuesdays, obviously.
No, I just wish you'd buckle it up every once in a while.
You don't need me.
That's a good sign right there that you should go. Okay, maybe I should pull it in now. You don't know when to do that though. You're funny and things hit and then you all of a sudden you go off on a track like you think, you know.
I told a quick joke. Hey, tell us about the fucking four suits you gave away last week. Anyway, go ahead. No, go ahead. So what happened?
Can I go ahead? Are you going to shut the fuck up?
Or yeah. I'm going to interject, Peter. This coffee.
You're a radio guy. You should know when to interject. You don't know. I don't think you understand the role of co-host.
I'm jealous.
You know, it's just you don't know. You don't know when I go on your show, I don't sit there and take over and just start.
Because the only good gourmet food you know about is putting chili on a hot dog. I mean, that to you is a fucking. Wow. I had chili.
Yeah, I don't eat chili hot dogs.
I'm kidding. Your Arby's with cheese.
I do like it. Here's what happens. I've explained what happens when you get like this. I don't hear. No one gets to know anything about Elgin because you're right. Because not only it's my show and I'm trying to direct and go places, but when you go on rants like that, he can't say shit. And then I'm just trying to say a word in because you're running the show.
It wasn't a rant. I said one thing, and then this last 4.5 minutes has been you going crazy.
All right.
I've been doing nothing. I'm sitting smiling. What? Waiting for you to regain control.
Have you heard Elgin's voice in the last 3 minutes?
I've just been listening and laughing the whole time.
See,
but it's funny. And I mean, listen to me. Yeah. I love watching you guys fight, and I'm sure because it's funny and it's playful in my Peter's like a big ass kid. And he's pushing your buttons. Like, he intentionally bought this bag of peanuts to chew them on purpose. So you can hear him chewing. He told me like a couple weeks ago. He said, I should bring this bag of nuts like I did last time. And it was hilarious.
Did you guys like one?
No, not.
They're honey roasted.
After hearing your mouth eating, I'm like, I can't look.
But
at
it's
them
funny. It's funny to watch you guys fight all the time.
Thanks.
So, and I interject when I get a chance to.
You always do, man.
Yeah,
you just did. I haven't said a word in 2.5 minutes. See,
well,
why aren't I bitching about that?
Well, maybe because it's it's a nice change.
Okay.
Any rate,
I'll be quiet.
So you're talking about stupid shit. People do stupid shit.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You.
I've done so much stupid shit.
Oh my God. You went after. I told you my spider story.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what it is, but we walk in and out of this house. This house is being inundated by spiders. Not the inside of the house. You walk outside. I go walk, take the dog out at night.
Yeah.
Right? I go walk out there, and I'm looking for that, because there's that big-ass spider that's outside that, and I'm looking. I don't see it, and then the dog goes walking. I'm like, okay, I don't see it, and I guess the dog spooked it, and this spider that looks like the size of a fucking pancake comes walking right up my, like, wah!
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, you know, and I was going to go get the hairspray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, get a torch, and I was going to, you know.
That's never a good idea.
You know what I mean? I was like, I'm tired of this. Then I started thinking, who am I to kill the spider? Like, you know what I mean? That he's catching bugs. I don't know if it's a he.
Yeah.
But, he, you know, the spider's catching bugs. It's, you know, it's keeping, like, certain, you know, so maybe it's good that it's
part of the ecosystem, you know?
Right?
You
have to, so why am I going to fuck it up? I just got to learn to deal with the spider every time I come out this way.
But you know what the worst is? You guys have walked into a spider web face first.
It's the worst.
Yeah, and it's in your, and you're pulling, and you're tasting it, and you're pulling.
Well, that's what I did on the other side of the house, like a week and 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I had, the dog was going after something. I went out, I started walking, and then fucking right into it. And then I'm picturing that big ass spider in my hair somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, it's not a little spider.
Yep, yeah. It's probably the same one, man. He's got something against you.
No, there's a bunch of these fucking things. They're taking over my house. They're like squatters.
It's like Arachnophobia. Remember that movie when the spiders took over the house? That shit was.
What's up, Peter Kramer? And Jeff Anderson's on Facebook Live. What's up, guys? What are some of the things you guys done that as a kid you fucked and went crazy?
Well, you're talking about spraying the fire on the right. bugs. I did that to a beehive, and I put a whole bush on fire in my backyard. And I ran for the hose, and I put it out, and luckily it was on the other side of the bush that didn't face the house. So my parents.
So there was a beehive in the bush? At it.
Yeah, I was mowing the lawn, and I'm just, you know, buzzing along, and I go underneath the bush, and I got stung by a bee, and I was like, what the fuck? I got pissed, and I saw the big beehive in there. So I go and grab the hairspray, grab the lighter, and I'm looking like fucking Die Hard and shit.
Were you hearing like Mission Impossible music in the background?
And then I'm so proud of my accomplishment because I see the beehive burning, and then all of a sudden I see the flame start spreading. To the bush, and this bush is like 12 feet in the air, huge fucking bush. So I panicked, and I ran to get the hose, and I sprayed the shit out of that bush.
Put it out. You're a fireman.
Yeah, and luckily, like I said, it was on the other side of the bush, but I got found out eventually because you know.
Yeah,
the bush is on fire.
What's really unusual is that
there's nothing on the bush.
There's bush here. And bush here, but right in this area here, what the fuck happened here, Elgin? And I got in trouble.
It's funny because most beehives are up in a tree somewhere, and these bees built a hive in a bush.
It was crazy.
They must have been Puerto Rican bees.
They might have been. I mean, might have been.
Yeah. They're never on the second floor.
I wasn't aware of that.
Right,
that
Elgin? Something.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Wasn't aware of that.
They like either being low or in a basement.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I'm serious, dude. That's why there's no Puerto Rican suicides.
By the way, Puerto Rico is still trying to become a state.
Yes.
They're still pushing for it.
I hope so. I hope they become a state, man. So maybe we can give some more money to more people.
They don't have
our own people, for a change.
They have the worst debt. If they became a state, they'd be the state with the worst debt.
Yeah, they're going bankrupt. That's what we'd build.
Just turn it into a big tourist. Pot Haven.
Yeah, just build all the marijuana fields out in fucking Puerto Rico. They'll make $1 billion there growing.
Right.
Supply the whole country because that's where it's going to go. You know, Philip Morris and all these guys are going to get involved
eventually.
Of course, man.
Well, you remember we were talking about on the show a couple weeks ago that there's some a weed grower, this person who produces weed out in Washington, bought that city in, California, right?
Uh-huh.
And I sent in a letter like if you want to name it Cottonmouth, California.
Right. You should run for mayor out there.
I should. I want to be mayor of Cottonmouth. Yeah. by the way, speaking of travel, and I've been to Puerto Rico. I've been there a couple times.
Isn't it fun?
It has the it is the only place on U.S. territory, in a sense, where you have the rainforest.
Mm.
El Junco. What is it? El Huanco.
They call it.
What's the rainforest? The big mountain.
Wuka, El Junco?
I don't know.
Who?
Hmm?
Do you know? El Junco or something like that. It's beautiful. Anyway, but here's the thing. Don't go to Mexico. Peter, do I like going to Mexico? Do you remember?
I've never been. I don't want to go there.
Well,
you have to run.
U.S. advisor. There's an advisory not to travel to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard it first here. I'll never go back to that shithole. And if you're Mexican, I mean, there's a lot of Mexicans that are saying the same fucking thing. I want to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, I had bad experiences in Mexico. You'd rather go to the Bahamas if you want a nice beach.
Absolutely. Listen, go to Naples, Florida. Who needs to leave the country? These people don't understand it. First of all, you can get up in an airplane, fly around for 2 hours, circle and land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, put somebody on a bus and put them on a beach either in, let's say, Shell Beach in Naples, go up to
We have like two or three of the greatest. Doesn't Florida have like three or four of the most beautiful beaches in the country?
And you're in a luxury hotel with people who actually speak English. Some of them. You'll get your, instead of soon come, when you ask for a fucking glass of water, you'll get it. You'll actually get it instead of waiting about three or 4 hours.
Bahamas is pretty bad with service.
Oh, Christ. You kidding me?
Everybody's on vacation.
And God forbid, by the way, the services such as electric, internet, and water. In any given moment, any of these little islands, go to Costa Rica and see what happens if it rains for a day and a half. You have nothing.
The U.S. Department of State warns U.S. citizens about the risk of traveling to certain parts of Mexico due to the activities of criminal organizations in those areas. U.S. citizens have been the victims of violent crimes, including homicide, kidnapping, carjacking, robbery, and being lit on fire by a hair spray can. So, if you're going to travel... I'm never going to fucking Mexico again.
When you went there? Because I'm not going to Mexico.
I didn't feel right. I've been to Cancun. I've been to Cabo San Lucas.
Okay.
And like within about 8 months of each other. And I just didn't feel right when I came back. Mm-hmm. I got shaked down in a strip club because I supposedly had cocaine on me and I didn't.
Oh, wow.
And then I had the guy beg me. He says, I'm going to send you to jail. And said, you just flushed it down the toilet. And give me $50. So I got shaken down for $50.
Sure, you're lucky that was all. It was $50.
I was happy. Trust me, if you would, you know.
Wow.
I think he did. He asked for $100, $150, and I said, "Dude, I only got $50 on me." You know what I mean,
dude? That sucks.
And I was at the strip club. I was gonna have fun.
Why don't you hit him,
dude?
Flash a badge real badge.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, he worked at the club. He was a manager in the club.
Oh fuck.
So he says, I'm gonna call the police. So trust me.
What an asshole.
You just said, why did I knock him out? There was nobody in that thing. Mm-hmm. And for that split second, I go, this guy's gonna go through this fucking wall,
right?
And I'm gonna make a beat. You know, I'm fucking kidding.
Yeah, I know, man.
You know, I'll grab the guy by the
Dangerous
neck.
Dangerous Dougie will put him down, and very easily. Mm-hmm.
People think I'm fucking playing.
No, I asked him to show me some stuff once in the backyard, and Dougie just fucking pretty much could have killed me with these various little takedowns that he was showing me.
Right.
And when Dougie was showing me these things, he puts the full force into the fucking move.
Right.
Because, I mean, I don't even know. Maybe that was like
I'm not pulling. There's no
a
force.
Half twist. But, man, it was pretty impressive. Dougie will fuck some shit up.
For that split second,
right?
I said, I'm gonna, because he was standing right out. I could have just
put his face to the urinal.
It was outside, walking, and I could have just smashed him into the fucking wall and choked him with his own shirt.
God. Mm-hmm.
But then all I kept thinking was, there's probably cameras in here.
Okay, right.
You know what I mean? They probably have cameras in the club, everywhere in the bathrooms, watching everything, security.
On the bathrooms, legal.
Yeah, listen, you're fucking Mexico, Peter.
Right.
They don't give a fuck about the laws.
Oh.
We don't need no stinking laws.
Bitches!
So what happened after that? You give him the $50.
Give him $50, and I went to my buddy. I was out. My buddy Mike was with me, and I said, let's get the fuck out of here. He was like, what's the matter? I go,
yeah, fuck
we're
this
talking
place.
About this outside.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
Because his turn was next.
I got up.
I got to grab
Jimmy. I
got
to go take a piss, and boom, they would have got him in the bathroom for $300.
Yeah. I'll get the fuck out of here. And he goes, by the way, where's the Coke?
Yeah.
I had to flush it down the toilet.
These fucking people.
I'm not going, and that's it. And like all the shit that happens, like you said, you know, I can go get a beautiful room at the W in Fort Lauderdale Beach,
absolutely,
and hang out, and not have to worry about being kidnapped,
right,
or somebody you know raping my wife, you know, or somebody, you know what I mean?
And there's some fucking infinity hoopla heads. Pool there, and good food, and you know you're getting
fuck
what
Mexico,
getting. Exactly. Listen, you want to go to Mexico, go over to Cantina Laredo, University Drive, really good food.
Yeah.
And
plug, shameless plug.
I'm not going to eat Mexican food.
I've never been interested in going to Mexico.
By the way, I don't know if you guys heard Donald Trump speak last night, but he calls out Pakistan.
Really? Why?
He called them out. He said the new rule, he basically got out. He was thinking about pulling out of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And he said, look, we just can't pull out. It's going to cause a vacuum and more, you know, for the hoople heads are going to run in there. And, you know, they're going to try to keep something going there. He's going to be secret. He isn't going to be like past administration and say, we're going to send 4,000 troops. He didn't say shit.
Right.
He said, we're sending them. I'm not going to tell you how many or when. Mm-hmm. But this is the way that we're not going to announce shit anymore. We're not going to do like the past people did.
Wow.
Which I thought that my father used to always say that. He's like, I remember my dad was watching it and they were talking about the M1 tank. He's like, the biggest weakness on the M1 tank is in the back. I'm like, why the fuck are we, you know, why would you, you know, you don't get into a fist fight and go, hey, by the way, I'm a sucker for the left hook.
Yeah,
If you hide behind the tree on the left side and wait, count to 10 when the thing goes by you, no one can see that's a blind spot.
Yeah, usually when I throw my right leg, I drop my left hand.
Right.
That's a big thing in fighting.
Right.
There's a lot of guys that when they throw kicks, they use so much momentum, they drop their arms. So the minute you know a kick's coming, you just throw a counter up, you know, to the head.
Pitchers do certain things like that. Yeah. You know,
tells.
They have people who watch pitchers, and they look at like where their
scouts and
where their, you know, where their glove is a different position for a fastball than a curveball per se. And some guys will even tip their they don't know enough to put their hand behind the glove to if they're throwing a screwball, a curveball, right. You know, because your hand is different, you know, splitter.
Fascinating.
And they have people, it's
watch. You got to hide it.
That's why, you know, people read lips too. Like,
remember when they all started doing that on TV now? They put the thing in front of their face?
Or they pulled up their jersey. Yeah, pull their jersey up like this over their mouth in the basketball games?
They're checking their breath.
They'll be talking to each other.
The ref's going to come ask me what happened.
Or when they want to talk shit to each other, they go up to each other's face and they pull it up and they'll be.
This a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But he did call out, he basically said that we're going to be there. And by the way, Pakistan has to step up.
Why?
I don't know if anybody, because they're harboring terrorists in that country. And, you know, they have no nuclear weapons.
That's going to matter.
But what he also did was he summoned India. India, which is basically almost going into war with China right now because of some territory on that end. But he basically said, look, India is our big ally in the area, and India can fuck some people up. You ever want to see a pissed off an Indian person just try to steal something at the fucking 7-Eleven?
Those blow darts can really fucking travel.
Not those Indians.
Oh.
The Dodd Indian.
I see. I know what you're talking about.
If you stopped hitting the fucking trail mix you're snacking on. you won't be sitting there trying to breathe woodchucks out.
Juice Heflin.
Fucking sitting there eating your fucking trail mix on a, you know.
We've got,
you know, we got, I don't know if you saw, do you ever read the comments on Facebook Live? Like they calling you a woman. Who's that ugly woman who won't stop looking at his fucking phone?
We've got phlegm.
Yeah.
No, you know, so, what? Again, another reason for me not to be here.
So, you didn't watch the Trump thing. So,
my daughter's in the hospital. I was just freaking out with that shit last night. So, but I'll tell you what, I did read about Trump this morning. Here's what the thing is. Why do some people just say, just let the guy do his job already?
No, that ain't going to happen.
Under such a microscope.
That's not going to happen. Everybody in the world. I was reading something today that, like, these people that, you know, what happened in Charlotte, right? Not Charlotte.
Charlottesville.
Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. That a lot of this shit was set up. This was all, you know, you want to blame. There's some scumbags in high places.
They planned this?
That planned a lot of this stuff. The fact that, that they weren't supposed to be together, but they ended up, the two factions got together.
Right.
This was basically something to go ahead and, you know, set up a fucking major issue to deal with.
Does the dead chick know that?
By the way, our friend Candy on Facebook Live says, you look wasted.
Really? I'm wide awake, Candy. That's why I'm drinking coffee. I'm eating protein. I would like to see you.
So,
get in front of the camera.
Here's the other thing. Another accident with a Navy boat. How many times?
When was this?
Two nights ago.
Really?
Yeah, like 11 sailors were killed.
Oh, wow.
Like a merchant ship crashed into a fucking destroyer.
Oh, no.
A guided missile destroyer. Now, don't you have a, no one's talking about it, but isn't that a little fishy? Like, you know what?
Same boat.
Yeah.
Same ship.
It's not the same boat that hit the other ship. The same merchant ship.
No, not the same merchant ship. The same battleship.
No, it's not. The other one's still being fixed. Yes. You know what you're talking about.
It's still in the shop?
What do you think?
Wouldn't you, Elgin?
What do you think? It's a Hyundai or something? You guys going to get a fender replaced?
Can you imagine calling up?
It's a destroyer.
Is it still under warranty?
This is Admiral Nelson. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Why has that battleship been in the shop so long?
You know, we're trying to change the carburetor. Right?
Well, you know what? It's ridiculous. I'm going to call the insurance company. You've had it way too long. And this rental you had me in is a piece of shit.
This rental battle destroyer.
Right. Can you imagine they have to do that?
Avis. I just thought that's a weird thing. Like, you know, is this something that anybody's taking note of, or are we taking note of and act like we're not taking note of? Like, you're it actually brings into question the strength of the actual forces in the Asian seas over there.
And radar, how good our radar system is. I mean, you can't see a fucking
Well, that's boat. They say it was hacked. They said that's the problem.
There's some sort of Here's the funny thing. You still need somebody up in a somewhere, you know, looking with binoculars. You still have to have people.
Well, from what I understand,
I saw Titanic.
From what I understand, when somebody discussed how the North Koreans' idea could be to blow up a nuclear weapon in space to eliminate the satellites for strategic purposes.
Oh, wow.
But the actual U.S. military even has a secondary system aside from the modern system. Yeah, and you picture a bunch of sailors out there with those little scopes looking up.
Yeah.
You know, I'll figure it out.
That's where all my fucking tax money's going. All this shit that we don't know about. Big brother crap. Satellites and digital.
Well, how do you think all this fucking shit works? All these cell phones and DirecTV and all this shit.
I don't know.
It all works off of fucking these satellites.
There's so much shit floating around.
Google Earth and all that shit. It's the maps.
Yeah.
Everything.
Something else, by the way, that got my attention on Facebook was there's a group called they're going to black out the NFL. Did you hear about this?
What?
Because of supposedly they're all because Kaepernick.
Yeah.
You know, Colin Kaepernick can't find a job. And there's a group of young black men.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling themselves we're blacking out the NFL. We're blacking out our teams. We're not going to watch them. We're going to black out the NFL as a boycott to Kaepernick getting blacklisted supposedly because he wouldn't stand up during the national anthem.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's several other football players now
still are.
that are saying we're not going to stand during the national anthem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can give a shit less.
Me neither.
Right?
Yep.
But there are going to be people that are going to care.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course, there are people going to care.
And as fans, you know, you have those fans that are not going to care, and you have fans that care.
Mm.
So, is it worth it to the athlete to jeopardize, like, their brand or who they are over something that would, like, is there a reason, why black America at this, I mean, I understand back when this was happening, it was because of the police officer shooting and this and that, right?
Yes.
Unarmed black men getting killed, so that's what they were frustrated, so I get it. But what is it now? Like, why isn't a black man standing up because of Trump, because it seems like now he's a Nazi sympathizer because he basically said there was two sides to what happened in Charlottesville, which was, you know, the people that came to speak of free speech because their monuments are being lifted, and they came real aggressive, and then that's enough to say, you know what, I'm not going to stand up and risk. I'm going to risk everything in my career. As a child, as an athlete, you know, you played baseball.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be a professional athlete, that's a lot of dedication and shit,
yes,
and time and effort to say, you know what, I'm just going to make a fucking point.
And here's the funny thing, and you know, you said a key word in there, and you've got to think about future earnings, and a lot of these guys have endorsement deals. A lot of these guys get out of the game. You know, they only have an 8 to 10 to 12 year window of opportunity to make a lot of money. Now, you know what happens a lot of these, you watch 30-30, my boy Billy Corbin, there's guys who go broke and because everybody hits them up for money. I want to open up a chicken shack.
Right.
I want to open up this. There's a car wash. So, and if you're a good athlete and you're good enough and you're hot in a city, been in a city long enough, you're going to represent the car dealership, and you're going to get your endorsement deals, and you get all this. You're Dan Marino for, you know, Wilson's Jewelers, and this guy and that guy, and you know. So
automation,
what happens is right. So what happens is if you tarnish your reputation, and you become this controversial figure, boom.
It's
what
bad
happens?
For business.
Right.
They drop you like a flood. Listen,
yeah, obviously,
what
yeah.
happened
yeah.
to all these people? You know, they dropped. You could name 1,000 athletes. This first thing that happens, they boom.
But
their
endorsement's
you know, gone.
When you go into this, is there a stipulation in the contract that he has to say the national anthem?
stand up for it? No, but there are conduct.
Some teams. There are some teams. I think Dallas Cowboys. Didn't Jerry Jones say that if everybody stands during that, you're America's team, motherfucker.
Right.
You know, he ain't going to put up for that shit.
No, Jerry Jones wouldn't. And he'd just cut you, fire you, whatever. And he doesn't give a shit.
But there's a lot of teams that say, you know, rightfully said, let's express yourself any way you want. But understand, like I always said, with freedom of speech comes freedom to be judged.
And there's absolutely.
Also, by the way, there's also a lot more black coaches in the league now than there ever were. And when you play for right, but when you play for a black coach to say to a black player, listen, you might not be here next year. You really just want to stand up. And it's a tough thing, man. Wow. It's a tough thing to really, you know, if these guys have plenty of time in the off season or from Monday to Saturday to go on national TV and do whatever they want to do, make a speech, hold a press conference. Don't do it Sunday during a football game.
Yeah, you're there to work.
Right.
And it's part of the act.
Thank you. Yeah. Little kids.
It's a part of the wearing the uniform. You go out there. You say the national anthem just like everybody else does.
Yeah.
You play your role on the team. You score your points. And hopefully you win.
It's a good point because I can't be at work going it before I answer every call. This is Douglas Almeida, but I just want to let you know I'm sitting on my knee right now based on what's happening in this country.
No, you can't just like,
you know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question. Be a spectator at a ball game and don't stand up for the national anthem in the stands and see what happens to you. Don't take your cap off. You'll get your fucking head handed to
people. Yeah, people give you that look.
Yep, look.
Yeah, this is the Wake Up Late with Doug. With Dougie Show, and we're giving you that look.
Yes,
and we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Okay. Hey, this is Jose Sardui, and you are listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Or as my dad would say, this is Jose Sardui, and you listening to the Wake Up with Dougie Late Show. He wake up late. Is he lazy? I don't understand. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. That's right. A lot of it happens here. I'm pretty excited. One of my favorite airlines is Southwest Airlines. Get away, right? Got to get away. It's great. I love the system with Southwest.
Why do people complain about Southwest constantly? What are you talking about? Really?
I love them. I don't know. People complain what you want. They're getting more.
I haven't flown Southwest in a while, so I don't know.
Well, I used to hate them because you had that.
You got to buy your way onto everything. They pay toilets now.
But now everything is like that now.
No,
huh?
Spirit. That's nothing.
It's like that.
Spirit's like that. Southwest Airlines used to be like a cattle call. Like you'd have to check. And then you had to get there and first. Now what happens is it's all a check-in process. And for the price of $15, you can do what's called early bird check-in, which automatically guarantees you in Group A. If you're in Group A, you're going to get, you're basically sit in any seat you want for the first half of the plane.
And what happens in the second half?
Well, they're fucked. They're going to have to, you know, it's funny, you know.
So you have to, you pick your own seat? There's no assigned seating?
If you don't, like, if you just buy a, no, there isn't. So what happens is, if you don't, you just, and let's say the flight's tomorrow at 7 or 8 p.m.
You get there tonight.
24 hours before you check in. And it's time. So that you based on the check-in process, that's you go from A to B to C group or D.
Yeah, I understand.
Right? But if you don't want to deal with that shit, you just pay $15 and go put me in the early bird, which means I'm in the A group.
Right.
So I get there, and I always do that. So I do that, and I go A22. All right, I'm basically the 22nd person going in the plane.
Nice. So you get a pretty good seat.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to sit wherever the hell I get. I could put my luggage away, right? I could put my carry-on. You don't have to worry about finding a seat. Nothing worse getting on. There's no carry-on left.
Right.
Mm. You got your laptop and your goddamn, you know.
God bless you.
Thank you. but a couple who engaged in sexual acts on board a Southwest Airlines flight are questioned.
What?
Yeah, you ever see people getting on a plane?
I've never seen that. Only in movies and I've heard stories.
Bathroom, yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's people like, like Perry Sags talked about, he was on a plane one time and his buddy, so they basically just kind of stood there while he was banging this girl in the seat.
Really?
You know, you can't do it on a flight at like 3 in the afternoon, mm-hmm. you know, D.C. to New York.
Right.
But, you know, you could do it. It has to be a nighttime flight.
Yeah, like a early
red eye. Cover yourself in a blanket or a jacket.
Right.
And you have to be like, it has to be an empty flight. You can't do it with like kids playing Sudoku and shit.
Put a little music, mood music, lower the lights, please.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A couple aboard a Southwest Airlines flight who engaged in sexual act mid-flight was questioned by local authorities upon landing, but will not face charges.
Oh, my God.
On Saturday, two passengers traveling on a Southwest flight from Atlanta to Las Vegas were engaged in inappropriate activity. Southwest Airlines told the crew became aware of the situation. My first guess is
they smelled
oral.
It. They smelled it.
Yeah, they smelled sex. Yeah, some people are nasty. Some people you can smell sex.
Right. Especially when you're in a closed plane with people in the back row smelled it.
When I used to work in American Express.
Yeah.
In the S Rock building over there in Plantation. Mm-hmm. I just got out of college or something. Mm-hmm. There's this blonde chick I started dating. Her name was Marcy, and she looked like Michelle Pfeiffer. She had that. I mean, she was so hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm. And God bless her. But I mean, she was sexy and everything. But I don't know what happened. But every time
you do.
I don't know. Once you punctured that, it was like you know what I mean. It wasn't like a bad. It was just like strong. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like you couldn't, like, you know, if you get a pizza, like I used to deliver pizza.
Yes.
So my car smelled like pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But after this girl, like, you know,
ew.
Like when you're squirty, you couldn't make love. And you're, you know, like she's like, you know, we're going to make love in the car. I'm like, no, let's wait till we go outside and we'll do it out by the picnic tables.
Right.
Yikes.
Wow. You know, the difference between a pizza delivery boy and a gynecologist, right?
What?
They can both smell it, just can't eat it. Hey.
Well, anyway. Upon arrival to Las Vegas, a local law enforcement questioned the passengers involved. Southwest does not condone this type of behavior, and we apologize to the other passengers on board who had to smell the nastiness of sex.
Well, why were they giving condoms out on the plane when you walked in?
Yeah.
I mean, why?
Peanuts, chips, condoms.
Right. What the fuck is that all about?
Nobody on the flight wanted to file charges, but they didn't want to. They want to be able to keep the video they shot, of course.
Yeah, right. But can I put this on YouTube?
Yeah,
right. Can we take a selfie with you? You know, imagine that. There's the chick. You go. She's got like sperm dripping down the side of her face. You take a selfie with her. Hey, can we take a selfie with you?
Michael Oram, who's
thanks for the
visual.
Visual, yeah.
Spokesman from the McCarran International Airport was in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
He said no video of the incident surfaced on social media
yet.
Yeah, because they're all selling them.
Yeah.
It was not clear Sunday where on the phone the act occurred or specifically what it entailed, but Oram told the news the two individuals were all over each other.
Mm.
They were all over each other.
Heard he got her under the wing.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I want to be in the Mile High Club.
Stowaway.
You think it's really that special?
You could say it's something. You could say, like, if somebody says to you...
Is it worth the risk?
Like, it's my new joke. Like, if somebody... Have you ever had sex with a cheerleader? Did you ever bang a cheerleader?
No.
Did you ever bang a cheerleader?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. So it's just one of those things. You know, it's like a weird, like to me, it's like, yeah, have you ever been on a hot air balloon? No. You know what I mean? I stared at the eclipse.
Whole thing yesterday reminded me of when Geraldo Rivera, you don't know this.
I know back, who Geraldo Rivera is.
But in the late 70s, they found Al Capone's safe.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I know it happened. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, and they opened this fucking guy's safe on national TV. This is going to be the biggest thing. Dougie, remember this?
It wasn't the safe. It was the caverns underneath.
No, but they found the safe.
No, they did the safe, and they also did the tombs.
Yeah. Right.
And you're talking about,
and they found nothing. Not a thing.
He was blacklisted for that.
Yeah,
remember how useless he
was?
He was a big investor. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And that was just before he got his nose broken when they had the KKK members fight on stage at his show. You ever see that clip?
Yep, I saw that before.
In the face of the fucking folding chair. Oh, boy. The
chair got thrown at him.
When he came to the station, you know, I worked at 850. He was, you know, he was our morning guy. We had a national show. He used to come down and do stuff with us. And he's the nicest guy in the world, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
The nicest, smartest. I showed him my... He walked
penis?
Past my desk. No, you know that. You know my Christmas card from like the 10 years ago with me and OJ says "Season's Beatings have a killer year."
Shut the fuck up,
dude! You never saw that?
No.
Oh, I got to show it to you. And it's this picture he took at a golf tournament, and I turned it into a holiday card. "Season's Beatings have a killer year." And he walked past, did a double take. You ready? He goes, "That's the funniest fucking thing I ever saw." I said, thanks. He loved it.
Here's a story.
Go ahead. by a lovely
speaking
lady.
Speaking about Vegas, Vegas strippers are now accepting Bitcoin.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd they do? Bitcoin?
Yeah, Bitcoin.
Oh, God. You involved in all that stuff?
I wish I was. You know how much that shit is worth now?
Yeah. I mean, it's worth one Bitcoin's worth, what, $3,000?
Yeah,
like
it's crazy. So if you would have invested back in Bitcoin when
even
it first
just a
started,
little bit.
$100, you'd have.
Even a little bit.
If you've amazed at the fortune of Bitcoin and you don't know how to spend it, here's an idea. Go to Las Vegas and squander it all on booze and lap dances. I've done that in the past.
Yeah.
Legends Room and Gentlemen's Club that accepts Bitcoin and owns a crypto coin LGD for all transactions.
4,000.
It's up to
4,100.
The basic experience in the main room of the club, which is open to the public, and charges 150 payable in crypto to watch the fight. I guess it must be the Mayweather fight. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I wonder. It skipped forward.
Did it?
Yeah.
Why?
By the way, a lot of people. Did you? Oh, that's the thing. We're gonna get into that. There's a story
about a lovely lady.
Let's do this. All right, who gives a shit? The strippers take fucking Bitcoin, whatever.
The strippers take Bitcoin.
Oh, okay.
But this is supposedly a fight promoter that had worked with the Mayweather.
Right.
Right? Said that he came out and claimed that the fight's fixed.
Really?
Him and
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's big news, man.
Yeah.
So, is that going to change the line on this thing, or the people pulling out of the fight? How they going to bet on it? They can't really think this thing is going to be a serious fight.
Is that the end of the story?
No, I'm pulling stuff up. Promoter found dead after exposing Mayweather-McGregor fake fight.
What?
A fake news article claimed that a boxing promoter was killed for saying that Mayweather-McGregor fight was fixed. Mm-hmm. Boxer promoter Barry Gibson was killed after he revealed that Mayweather-McGregor fight was going to be fixed. This was on August 21st. The website News Punch published the fake news article claiming that Barry Gibson, a boxing promoter, was killed for revealing that the upcoming fight was fixed.
So is he really dead or is it fake news?
No, I'm trying to see what the...
What is that all about? False? Elgin's got it false, man.
Yeah.
Yep, he's so fast on that shit.
It's Snopes. You got to go to Snopes.com. Yeah. Snopes debunks fake news. That's all it does.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, so you go on Snopes, you Google it in as best you can, kind of. It's like a Google to
Jim
debunk
Morrison
articles.
Dead? Look that up on there.
Right. Do you think that I mean, that affects betting, right? Don't you think even
totally.
Affect? Yeah, it's got to definitely affect the betting.
Yeah. The line's got to change a little bit on that.
Come on. This is all one big cash grab, and they're trying to, you know, get controversy, because controversy creates
sells.
Cash.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're getting people talking about it regardless,
sure.
Good or bad.
Do you think McGregor has even a chance? In the boxing ring, because I read a story today. They were talking about, you and I talked about it, when Muhammad Ali fought that Japanese MMA, like all full contact wrestler guy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Now I was going to pull up. I wanted to see it before the show. I didn't have time, but it was an embarrassment to Muhammad Ali.
Really?
Because he was just getting leg kicked the whole time. The guy was doing crab walks mm-hmm, on the floor, and mm-hmm. You know, he couldn't even box.
Yeah.
And, you know, Muhammad Ali's in the ring with
are they going to let this other guy do MMA shit to this
no,
guy?
No, it's boxing rules.
Right, so how the fuck is this kind of guy even win?
We're going to see something.
He doesn't nearly have the speed or hand skills as fucking Mayweather.
And let me ask you a question. Mayweather, pound for pound, do you think that anybody's ever hit this other kid as hard as Mayweather's
going
to hit him?
He's been knocked out.
Who's been knocked out?
Well, Mayweather's not known as a big hitter anyway.
No?
He's not known as a strong puncher.
Okay,
all this guy fucking does is dance around the ring and be elusive.
Dude, he throws bombs.
Mayweather?
No, McGregor.
Yeah, he throws bombs. But,
yeah.
You know, the idea is that because of his awkwardness, maybe he can catch him.
Right.
Because if you want to catch Mayweather, you've got to be, like, unorthodox.
Huh.
You can't be a typical, because if you typically stand in front of him and start boxing, he's got better angles, he shifts, he throws the right counter, and then you can't fucking hit him.
I think because of the way McGregor thinks, because he thinks with an MMA mindset, I think he might have an advantage. Yeah.
He also, I think, you know, halfway through the fight, I heard that he's going to go southpaw.
Yeah.
He's going to change and go southpaw.
Like, oh, yeah?
Like Rocky
like the
did
old switch.
Like Rocky did
switch
the movie.
Rock.
Now, switch now.
By the way, Tara White says, yeah, Snoops, that's bullshit. I was worried about that. But I'm glad that, I don't know if the guy was dead or not, but fuck it. Let's save this one.
Save it.
While we're on talk about plane passenger forced to sit in a puddle of urine.
Oh, did you hear that story?
For an 11-hour flight.
What the hell?
I've done that.
So they pissed themselves and they said, sit there.
Yeah, guy locked the bathroom key in the thing.
What's that? If you're going
to... I had happened to be with the bathroom. Some idiot next to me peed in their seat on an airplane. What happened with this case?
So then, you mean in the flight before you, then you came and sat on the plane?
I didn't sit on it. No, the guy, they had some drunk next to me who peed himself on a flight.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. So the flight before, someone pissed in the seat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A man who forked over $1,000 for what should have been a comfortable flight from London to South America said instead he was forced to sit in a puddle of urine for 11 hours. Andrew Wilkinson, 39, said he noticed that the stain and the unmistakable smell as soon as he sat down. He goes, I got to my seat and saw that there was a wet patch in a story they published recently. It was about the size of two decks of cards laid side by side.
Wow.
At first, I thought it was water, but the smell was so distinct, it had to be urine.
Could have been squirt marks.
You probably tasted it.
Yeah, let me see. It smells like urine.
Someone had sex from the flight before.
Good thing I didn't sit in it.
Yeah. Someone's water broke.
Yeah. Ugh. Wilkinson there? Said that he initially alerted the crew member to the stain. He was given wipes to clean himself. He ended up sitting on a blanket for much of the flight. When he needed a fresh blanket to put beneath him, he said the flight attendant was unhelpful in finding him a new one. Either that means there wasn't another one,
right?
Or they said, well, we don't want all these piss blankets around here.
Right. Piss off.
Piss off, bitch. I was in the economy and it was full, but they could have bumped someone from the business to first class and freed up a seat that way, he told the news. I said, the stewardess, you're obviously going to move me into business, aren't you? I can't really sit here. Wilkinson's request was ultimately denied, and he was stranded in the seat for the remainder of the flight.
I'd sue the shit out of that fucking airline. If there was an empty seat on that plane and they didn't move this guy, I don't give a fuck if it was next to the pilot.
Yeah.
I'd be sitting there. Trust me, that plane wouldn't take off. I'd cause quite a fucking scene.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Would
you? That's a good point. Like, I'd hate if I'm sitting in an empty seat. Yeah, I got piss in my pants. You're already absorbed in your pants.
You're going to get diaper rash.
Yeah.
Type rash. You are. You're going to sit in your room. Listen, I'd sit there crying for 11 hours like a baby till someone wiped me.
Yeah.
Really change me and wipe me. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, right.
Throw a tantrum.
Wilkinson took a formal complaint to British Airways. I was given 5,000 Avios points, he said. I just don't think that's good enough. Compensation for sitting in someone else's wee for 11 hours.
Oh, my God.
Weeby.
That's terrible.
The points awarded to Wilkinson are only enough for one-way flight to Paris, according to the news.
On the way back, he sat in someone's shit. That's even worse. He did. Stupid fuck. Oh, I think there's some poo on my seat.
Yeah. What's next? Throw up? That's bad, though. You're right. If I'm sitting in that, I'm like, if there's a free seat, fuck it. You're going to have to do something.
He should just pay it forward.
Yeah.
Use those points on the way back, and then when he's leaving,
piss on somebody else's seat.
Yeah, piss in the seat and leave the plane and say bye and never use that flight again.
Yeah. There's your DNA, though. They can check that piss.
Yeah. Trace did they do it for him?
I don't know. But imagine you get that and you squeeze the upholstery to get some piss out of it. You know, into a paper cup underneath.
Horrible.
Yeah. Let's try to get some piss out of that seat.
CSI.
Yeah.
Here's a story.
PSI.
German police seized thousands of Trump ecstasy tablets.
Oh, God.
Well, they had him on heroin. Remember we had a story where they had him in heroin?
Yeah.
In Berlin, German police say they've seized thousands of tablets of the party drug ecstasy. God, I missed that shit.
I never did it.
In the shape of Donald Trump's head.
Oh, Donald Trump ecstasies. Wow.
Yeah. A haul with estimated street value of 39,000 euros or $45,900 or about 100 or so Bitcoin.
Wow.
Police in Osnabrück, northwest Germany, say they found the drugs while checking an Austrian registered car on A30 highway. They say the people in the car, a 51-year-old man and his 17-year-old son, told officers they had been in Netherlands to buy a vehicle but hadn't succeeded, so were returning home. Officers said they found about 5,000 of the orange Trump-shaped ecstasy tablets along with a large but unspecified quantity of cash.
Oh, shit.
What's that mean?
Where do you hide 5,000 pills? It's not a lot to hide, you know?
You can hide them.
In
I mean,
car?
You
oh,
remember?
Didn't
O.J. Simpson get busted for something like that? Or there was? I mean, no, there was when he got. Remember, he got. There's something happened to him in Miami.
Yeah,
years ago, and this was when I was. This was one of my friends at South Beach, and and this one guy that we knew, we used to hang out with. We were like, hey, what happened to Carlos? And he got caught with about 5,000 or 10,000 ecstasy pills. And my buddy Rick goes, oh my God. I go, what? He goes, you're going to jail forever, man.
15, 20 years for that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That isn't like, you know, for the equivalent of cocaine, you'd have to have, I mean, the pills are so much, you know.
Right.
You know, but you'd have to have like kilos of cocaine.
Yeah. Totally.
Pills are easy to sell, man.
Yeah, but it's the highest between the powder and the pills. That's the biggest bust you could possibly take. They don't even prosecute a weed bust under 50 pounds anymore. They give you a ticket.
You watch those cop shows now. They give you a citation. Right. You find weed here, you get a citation. Like, what
Listen,
the fuck?
Years ago in Manhattan, man, we're walking down the street. My friend's got 2 pounds of Thai sticks in a shopping bag.
Oh, shit.
It's like 11 o'clock in the, you know, at night. This cop pulls up and, you know, puts a sign, whoop, whoop. He stops us. He goes, there was a burglary a few blocks back. We've got to check your bags. We go, oh, fuck, are you kidding me? Do we look like burglars? Two white kids on the east side of Manhattan. And the guy looks in the thing. He says, what is this? Thai sticks? It's marijuana. He wrote a ticket for my friend for $100. He had to appear in court as a $100 fine.
Wow.
And this is like before the day.
Decriminalized it.
Right. And now, but down here, man, there's this. But the whole thing is, it's all that designer shit. You know, all this.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
Here's a story. Students find spacesuits in a thrift store.
Like real spacesuits?
Yes.
Two college students in Florida found several spacesuits in a thrift store and bought them for less than $2. The American Space Museum says they are authentic and worth thousands. Somebody at the thrift store has got to find a new job today.
No, somebody at NASA who fucking stole somebody's, you know, shit and then didn't know what to do with it. You can't wear it. You wear it to one Halloween party. That's it.
Yeah.
That's your costume for 1 year. Then you got to get rid of it. You ripped off NASA. Somebody fucking robbed NASA of the spacesuits and brought it to a thrift shop.
Wow. There was no place for them to use them.
And not after Halloween.
This was from one of these antique roadshows. Rachel Martin's the host. Good morning. I'm Rachel Martin with a story fit for Antique Roadshow, except instead some random vase you got from a great aunt. We're talking about NASA spacesuits. Florida college students. $1.20 each.
$1.20 each. How is that possible?
The American Space Museum says they're worth $5,000
each.
That's a Bitcoin and a quarter.
They were probably used in space shuttle missions.
See that?
Between 1983 and 85. Wow. Flown by astronauts George Pinky Nelson, Robert Parker, and Charles Walker.
Now I know why this old Walker suit. He had sat in a seat with piss on it.
Yeah.
In the plane.
I'm on this 13-second flight.
The guy before him pissed his pants, and he's like, ah, nah! He'd never been to space before.
Hey, why did the last astronaut get fired? He pissed himself. I know now. I mean, I had a friend that used to like go to thrift stores for that, like just to buy
shit.
Yeah,
you never know. Sometimes I go in thrift stores. I found this really nice jacket that I wear all the time. I bought it for $9. It's a beautiful like sport coat. Mm-hmm. I wear it.
So what? Did the sleeves cover your fingers? What do you care?
No, but I hem them up.
Oh, I'm kidding.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
You guys just reminded me. I guess tomorrow I got to go. I'm going to Port Charlotte Wednesday afternoon because I'm going to be at Vasani's Comedy Theater all weekend from Wednesday to Saturday.
Oh, congratulations.
But I turned in those suits. I only have until the 29th or something like that, 28th.
To cash
to
in
get
on
my
it?
50% discount.
Uh-oh, you better go.
Get in there,
so
man.
I guess I got until I can get Sunday. I still have time if I go by Sunday. Otherwise, you know, I hate to. Hey, speaking of time, almost edible 106-year-old fruitcake found in Antarctica.
That's disgusting, that fruitcake. You guys ever eat fruitcake? You're both...
I've had a bite of it, because I had that... You've seen it, and you're like, you know.
Elgin, you eat fruitcake at Christmas time?
I've never eaten fruitcake before.
Isn't that funny?
I've never eaten it. I've heard of it, and I know people give it to other people as gifts.
Yeah.
But apparently it tastes like shit, or it's gross. I don't know.
They've been given the same fruitcake year after year.
The same
year.
One. Yeah, they just give it back and forth.
There's only one fruitcake.
Yeah. It's been passed around.
Yeah.
Fruitcake is known to stay fresh for an inordinate amount of time.
Yeah. Really?
But Antarctic conservators say they recently came upon a specimen that tests the limits of the treat, a 106-year-old cake found in Antarctica's first buildings. Uh-huh. The particular cake is believed to have been brought over in 1910 during the Terra Nova expedition of Robert Falcon Scott.
No kidding.
According to the Antarctic Heritage Trust, it has been documented that Scott took this particular brand of cake with him that time.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
The Huntley Palmer's fruitcake was wrapped in paper and housed in a tin-plated iron alloy tin, which is showing signs of deterioration. The fucking metal is deteriorated before the cake.
Right. And that's before preservatives, by the way.
However, the cake itself, well-preserved... Mm-hmm. The conservatives say that there was a very, very slight rancid butter smell to it.
Mm.
But other than that, the cake looked and smelled edible.
And it tasted great.
How much sodium is involved?
There's no doubt the extreme cold in Antarctica also helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. It froze something. Listen,
it's like when you go up north during the winter and you're in Florida, you have a bottle of water in your car or something.
Yeah.
You know, you leave it in the car, you come back, that's it. You can't drink it.
Yeah,
right.
Throw it out.
You know, you can have a bottle of water in fucking Michigan. For a week.
Forever.
It'll freeze in your car half the time.
Well.
It's so fucking cold. I went to school, in Rochester, New York. I've had water bottles freeze in my car.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt the century-old dessert was found with nearly 1,500 other artifacts from the two huts of Cape Adair.
Yeah, they had a partridge in a pear tree. Mm-hmm. They had two French hens, three turtle doves.
What?
Two turtle doves. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah,
four turtle doves, three French hens. No, four calling birds.
Four calling hens. No,
calling birds.
Calling birds.
Three French hens.
Three French hens. Mm, two turtle doves, and a partridge.
And a fruit cake stuck in an ice
and a fucking ice cube in a glacier.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on the subject of animals, Massachusetts man arrested for trying to punch a police horse in the face. It's like Mongo and Blazing
Saddles.
Why
would he do that?
Did you ever see that about Mongo?
Blazing Saddles? No. Mongo, that big guy, he knocks out the guy's horse.
No.
You know, that was what's his name, for the Detroit Lions. What the fuck was his name? He was on that TV show, Webster.
Yeah, he was his dad.
That TV show, Webster? He was the dad on Webster. He played this fucking
Mongo. Who on anybody on Facebook Live never remember who Mongo was on Blazing Saddles?
Oh, God.
Alex Garris.
Alex Karras.
Karras. Boston, in Boston, a Massachusetts man was arrested for trying to punch a police horse in the face at a street festival, according to the Worcester Police.
Yeah.
The incident occurred on Saturday when police were responding to a disturbance at a beer tent, go figure, at the street festival in the city, located about 40 miles from West Boston. The man, 59-year-old Donald Pagan,
he is,
tried to walk between a column of police horses when the officers asked him to stop. Pagan stepped to the side of the horse and got into an aggressive posture by quickly raising his fist in an attempt to punch the horse in the face. What the fuck did the horse do?
The cop, flipped the fuck out.
I'd Billy Club that.
Because that's
bitch.
His, best friend.
Yeah.
They form a bond just the same way a cop does with a dog. So they probably flipped out.
The horse instinctively jumped back and away from the male, which caused a hazard to Mr. Pagan. The officer and the horse. Pagan was charged with assault and battery on a police officer, resisting arrest and interfering with a police horse, and ultimately just being an asshole.
What a schmuck. And unlawful possession of a carrot. He was trying to give the horse a carrot.
It's not a carrot.
Right.
I mean,
I'll tell you a funny story about horses, man. We were doing a promotion at Gulfstream Park, just like a farewell to Neil Rogers. He was retiring. So all these people were coming out. So all the sales department had to come there. So I called one of these guys. He was so nice guy, but so gullible. And I said, listen, because the horses aren't racing, we're going to be allowed to feed them. Either pick up a bag of carrots or a bag of apples, bring it to the promotion with you. This fucking guy comes up to the table with a big bag of carrots. And my boss and Neil Rogers go, what do you do with these carrots? He goes, Peter said, I'm going to feed the horses. He goes, you're fucking so stupid. It was really funny, man. I had a guy stop and buy a big bushel of carrots to a radio remote.
Our last story of the day, a California student told not wearing a bra makes people assume bad things.
Wow. Sure. Makes me assume you've got great tits.
Yeah. I don't assume it. I know it now.
And you, yes.
A teenager who attends Beaumont High School in Southern California discovered that her choice of undergarments was actually a subject to her teacher's approval.
Don't stand so close to me.
The high school is so out of line, Remy Altena wrote on a Twitter last Wednesday. Now they want to dress code for you for not wearing a bra. My underwear is none of their business. Let's see if she wrote anything about
it. She said as she twanged her thong at them. She twerked.
She probably doesn't wear one of those either.
Yeah, she twerked.
Altena had gone most of the day in her black bodysuit and baggy jeans without comment from teachers or security guards who typically watch for dress code violations. And she tells the news here, but when she went to the school office to get a paper signed, an assistant vice principal pulled her aside and told her to put a jacket on.
Listen, we've been staring.
I got a boner, dear.
We've been staring at your tits all day, yeah. And I'm sorry.
I can't concentrate.
Yes.
I'm trying to run the school, and I got a boner. She said that my shirt was low cut. Then she asked if I was wearing a bra. And she said she went on to say because I wasn't wearing a bra, she didn't want people to think anything bad of me or talk inappropriately or having anything bad to say. Listen, they're not talking about this. They're talking about that I blew half the football team.
Right. Let's nip this in the bud.
Beaumont High School dress code does not specify anything about bras, but says this about shirts. Tops must cover all parts of undergarments and shall not be low cut or revealing. Well, for some women, that's a little too hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, what do you...
Right?
The girl's got cleavage. She's got cleavage. I'm sorry.
That's it. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Wow.
I want to thank our my good friend Peter Leonard for joining us today.
Don't go that far.
Yeah.
No, thanks so much. Me too. And I'm going to be in my seat before I go. Tomorrow, whoever sits, who's coming to the show tomorrow?
No show tomorrow. I'm on my way to the West Coast.
Oh, right.
But by the way, don't forget Tavolino's Wise Guys Comedy Show. Perry Host will be, Perry Sack will be hosting now. Middle is Larry Venturina from Laughing over there on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And our headliner is Anthony DeVito, recently seen on The Late Show with David Colbert.
Yeah, and Danny DeVito's son, by the way. Do you know that?
Something like that. Anyway, you can follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous and join our fan page on Facebook. How about you, Elgin?
You can follow me at Elgin David Comic, and it's also been great to be here.
Peter?
Food for Thought Radio Show.
Thanks, guys, and we'll see you next week right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground. To the door, to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children of